When you hear the name Cole Younger, you probably think of an outlaw holding up banks and living a life of crime. That story is true in part, but what you may not know is a second chapter in his life, a chapter told here in the town where he is buried. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Many have heard the name Cole Younger. We know him as an outlaw, which is true in part.
Cole was part of an upper middle class family that lived in this area. His father was killed, thought to be a Southern sympathizer. He was actually very pro-Union, and his mother's home was burned.
Sue Hart is a volunteer at the Lee Summit History Museum.
So Cole and some of his brothers started running with Quantrill to avenge what had happened to their family. Once you've lived that life of crime, you can't suddenly say, okay, now I'm a good guy. And so after the war, he started running with the James Gang.
Younger's crimes did catch up with him, but once caught, he made a change in his life.
He was caught for robbing a bank in Minnesota and served 25 years in prison up there. After that, he came back and became an upright citizen in Lee Summit again. He lived with his niece.
East Coast newspapers interviewed the former outlaw, now living in Lee Summit, Missouri, to discuss the turnabout in his life. His change of focus seemed to be his new mission for life.
He wrote a book on what life had taught him. He joined the local Christian church, and he actually mentored some young men after he came back and how not to live a life of crime, and traveled and lectured in his later years.
Younger and other members of his family are buried here in this city, a place where he worked to make amends and steer others from a path he had taken in his younger years. Traveling the countryside in Lee Summit, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.